Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sandy Mobley is here, too. Sandy is CEO of the Learning Advantage. She's a career coach, a CEO coach. She's a certified person in that way. She actually created an internal coaching certification program for the government. She is the author of a brand new book called Juicy Work, Creating Fruitful Careers and Cultivating Nourishing Workplaces, and we're going to see what she's up to. Sandy Mobley, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. So, Juicy Work. Is that like where we have a juicing machine in the kitchen? What do you mean by that?
I mean that you wake up in the morning and you're so excited to get to work because you know you're going to make a difference and the work that you do really matters to you and to the world.
That's how I feel.
That's great.
I can't wait to go to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm delusional about whether I'm helping people, but I believe that.
I think that's true. Yeah.
It's a state of joy, isn't it?
It is.
So how do we accomplish it?
Well, first of all, you have to be really clear on what you're good at and know that your strengths, what they are and what's unique about them.
Inspector Callahan said a man's got to know his limitations.
Well, that's useful too.
Remember that? The Clint Eastwood movies?
I remember them. I don't remember that line.
He said a man's got to know his limitations. A person's got to know his limitations, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then you have to know what you care about because, for example, I was very good at math and computer science, but I couldn't program all day.
Uh-huh.
Being without people interaction just sucked the life out of me.
Right.
So even though I could do it and had a strength there, I wasn't passionate about it. So that led me back to business school where I learned I could help people change and accept change in the leadership field rather than in the programming or teaching.
See, that is so interesting. That's such an interesting point you're making there, Sandy, because you forsook the thing that you were the best at because even though you were good at it, it wasn't making you happy.
That's for sure.
So, I mean, that was a gut check for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I thought, I'm burning out, and I don't want to be somebody who dies at their death. I want to be full of joy when I come to work. And you see them in organizations all the time, people who aren't bringing their heart to work, who don't love what they do.
Well, oh, yeah, no, I see that, too, it's tough. And I've been there. I've never started a job that I didn't love, but I've had jobs that I didn't love eventually. And I moved on. I moved on. I cut the cord and unattended that meeting.
That was great.
I'm glad you gave us that example though.
Mm-hmm.
Of something that you were really good at. You were trained to do, and you said, "This isn't making me happy." And so you reinvented yourself, didn't you?
I did. And it was a little hard because after you've had 8 years of experience in one field to be compelling and
a career progress and you had career progress mm-hmm. established and you had to start over again.
I did.
See, I've done that too. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest, isn't it? I've started over when I was compelled to do it by circumstances and I've started over when I didn't have to do it. And that's the harder part, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because you don't know if you're going to be successful. And so you're giving up a known success for an unknown.
A friend of mine called that willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Uh-huh.
Isn't
and
that
that's a risk worth taking, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Because life is about contribution. You know, mm-hmm. we're not supposed to be barnacles on the keel of humanity. We're supposed to give back. We're supposed to make a contribution. But liberty, beyond freedom, liberty gives us the option of making a contribution and being joyful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Indeed.
And that's what your book's all about, isn't it?
It is, and it's examples of people who changed and how you get there by not just jumping into something new, but trying it out before you move into that field.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one guy had a very good job at an association making six figures, and he just felt like he wanted to do real estate. That's what he loved.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested he apprentice to some realtors on weekends and do the home shows and take people around to look at property and see if it's something he could do forever. And he did it for a couple of months and loved the weekends far more than the 5 days he spent at his other job.
Right.
And that gave him the knowledge and the courage that he could be good in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And within 41 days as a realtor, he sold his first house.
Wow. You know, I have a person in my life who is a medical professional, and she had some issues that came up in her job, and physical issues, and mm-hmm. she knew she had to make a change, and she went out and tried something else on a test basis before she made any kind of commitment. And found out that that wasn't for her, and she wound up going back and making a different decision, not unlike where she was. But the point is that she tested it out.
Yeah, I think that's a really safe and clever way to see what you like about it.
A lot of small businesses are started that way, as you probably know, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
They turn a hobby into a business, into a part-time business, and then over time, you know, they quit their job and turn their part-time business into a full-time business. Their history is full of stories like that.
Absolutely.
So another thing that you said what you stand for. I mean, you said what do you care about?
Mm-hmm.
It also has to do with what you stand for, doesn't it?
It does. And that goes into the environment where you can thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in an organization and all they care about is making money at the expense of the employee,
right?
I'm not going to thrive there.
You mean like Wall Street and corporate America?
I didn't mention any.
I'm mentioning. I'll call them out. I'm calling them out. I've been doing it for years now. So hey, Sandy, when we come back, can we talk about how to make our organizations, the environment, the landscape like this?
Absolutely.
I need your website quickly.
Okay, it's learningadvantageinc.com.
Check it out. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.